Proclamation number 7629, dated the June 22nd, 1960. Sincere desire for truth guarantees truth. Understand that it only requires a sincere desire for truth in order to be able to receive it. Yet this sincere desire is rarely to be found, even though every person claims to strive for truth. But this, too, is just something people say without spending any thought on it, given that the desire for truth ought to arise from deep within the heart and not leave the person again. He should dread nothing more than falling prey to error, and therefore he has to approach me in his heart and appeal to me to impart the truth to him. And it will be given to him. If, however, the human being has received knowledge and holds on to this knowledge without ever having checked that it is true, then it will also be difficult to offer him the truth if it does not correspond to his knowledge, for he will refuse to let go of his knowledge in exchange for the pure truth. In the case he lacks the inner desire for truth, and he will also be incapable of examining it because he fails to make contact with me, because he fails to appeal to me for spiritual enlightenment in order to be able to form a correct opinion. This is why it is not always possible to convey the pure truth to earth. This is why so much spiritual information is assumed to be true although it cannot lay claim to it. And yet it is endorsed as truth, especially if it originated from the spiritual kingdom, if people believe that they definitely have received the truth. But since the recipient's sincere desire is a prerequisite for the conveyance of truth, the origin from the spiritual kingdom does not always guarantee the truth of what is transmitted to earth. Rather, it necessitates serious examination. And this is to be conducted with me, with my support. For the spiritual kingdom also shelters beings of darkness or imperfect beings which still uphold the incorrect knowledge they have taken across from earth and which they just as eagerly endorse in the kingdom of the beyond as they have done on earth. The human being is unable to detach himself from what he loves even in the spiritual kingdom. And that is significant for his process of development, since it can last eternities until such a soul has liberated itself, until it finally starts to accept the truth. But it can influence people in the spiritual kingdom detrimentally if it finds willing people to whom it can mentally transmit wrong information or through statements made to people who consider themselves mediums who consciously establish contact from earth to the spiritual kingdom. Such contact can and will only be beneficial if the human being is governed by the sincere desire for truth and always appeals for support through my spirit. Then there will be no risk. Then the person will build a firm wall around himself which ignorant beings cannot overstep, and only the world of light will have access to him, which will truly only impart the truth from me because it works on my instructions and because it is my will that you shall be taught the pure truth. And everyone should examine himself as to what extent he wants the truth. He shall fear error and always pray to me for protection from it, and his appeal will be granted, for I myself want you humans to live in truth. I myself want you to receive it. Hence I will also provide you with the opportunity, always assuming that the same will for truth is inherent in you, which is your certain protection from misguided spiritual information, from erroneous thinking and wrong interpretation of what you are offered. For the truth-desiring human being will also have the right power of judgment, because I convey it to him at the same time as the truth, and therefore he is also able to examine the value of the spiritual information. I myself am the truth. I myself want to enter into contact with my living creations, and thus I also want my living creations to live in truth. and I will protect them from the influence of beings which try to spread error and disguise themselves as beings of light in order to deceive you into becoming victims of misconceptions. The close bond with me also guarantees correct thinking, correct instruction. It guarantees you the transmission of truth through the spirit. For the spiritual spark inside of you is part of me, and it will truly instruct you correctly. You should all endeavor to be directly taught by your spirit so that you won't need to abide by transmissions from the spiritual world which you cannot verify because you don't know the spiritual state of those who receive such channeled messages, for there is always a great danger of interference by beings who lack realization. But wherever my spirit is at work, you will know that I speak to you myself and that I really impart the truth to you because I want my living creations on earth to live in truth, because only through truth can they attain me and therefore also bliss. Amen.